Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, that little soft intake of breath before a boomer does like a video.
No.
Hi, it's me, Mick, and Tyres Now will be doing a deal. So uncomfortable.
Really?
You know, watch it now. And they're standing there like looking like a plonker and it's always like, go.
You can hear somebody say,
hi.
Hello, and you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
I'm Carla.
A few house businesses bits. I always forget how to fucking phrase that. Let's take care of some house business, shall we? We're on Patreon, guys.
In the fucking house. I'm in the house currently.
We're in the fucking house. The link, it's down to the links here. You know yourself, it's there every week.
Come join us on Instagram if you're not. We put up video clips of this podcast sometimes. And people are like, where's the full length ones? And I'm like, me and Jen have not mastered that skill yet. We are a two woman band.
We self-produce.
We self-diagnose, we self-everything.
We have little cameras that
don't have a lot of memory.
They do, but it's the size of the file after the whole episode. It's just not. Like, I was going through the clips there while you were away. And yeah. There was one that we did the whole episode and I was like, that file.
Really?
It's bigger than my three-year-old.
Did we do the whole episode for one of them?
I think accidentally, yeah. One time. We must have had the cameras plugged in.
As is tradition.
Yeah. You know.
Very funny.
I shall look it. As we progress, we'll see.
Shall look a fucker.
If I ever get to do this podcast full time, then I'll put the effort in. But at the minute, gals, I'm a full-time working woman. One kid and another on
the
way.
She's a woman. She's a woman.
Fuck off, you know?
She's a woman.
She's a woman. We're continuing...
Our Love Rat series.
Our Love Rat series. The last big name that we...
Big name.
Well, the last big kind of, I suppose, prong or... what would you even call it to this ladder? It was Lee Ryan from Blue and he responded.
So maybe we'll get Callum.
Maybe. So we've been threatening to do this for a while, Callum Best. And when we talked about doing this last night, I was like, put a box up because I just feel like people have definitely had encounters with him. He just seems accessible.
He is really accessible. You know what I mean? He's really accessible. That's the perfect way of describing it.
And I say that because he followed me, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I feel like I could pull him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely couldn't, but I feel like I could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a bit mad. We're going to be, like, he's obviously got a very long list of, like, appearances in the past.
For someone who doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
And he's actually, you know the way people are like, Kim Kardashian doesn't have a job. I'm like, no, she does.
Yeah.
Stop that. She actually does now. Like, maybe back in the day when she was running around after Paris Hilton, possibly. But, like, this man,
Then she was Paris's stylist. Like, so...
Fuck that. No, she did. She always had a job. What is this man's job?
Being George Best's son.
Yeah, child of footballer.
Nepo baby. But, like...
Yeah, professional Nepo. I suppose there's plenty of professional Nepo babies. But he was before the influencer era. So it's even harder, actually. Fair fucks to him. He's made hay.
The sun
wasn't shining, but he made the hay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He did well, considering he's just hot.
Yeah.
His job's being, like, hot, but not even a model.
No, you know, even... weird. So even his wiki page is like, Callum Milan best day birth, whatever.
Very foreign.
Yeah, very tropical now. Very. He's the only child of footballer George Best. Like, it's in the fourth line. So it's kind of like...
Okay, anything
Nepo
else?
Baby. Straight, there's, you yeah. know, face. Now, he did become a model when he was, like, in his teens.
But, like, a model... Okay. There's a model like Kendall Jenner, and there's a model like...
Callum Best.
Yeah. Like, what is he modelling?
There's not any further information. That's it just like, said model in his mid-teens. Like, probably in a few commercials, he was brought up in
that's
LA.
What I mean. It's like spokesperson kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Is that what we would say?
Nice to look at.
That, like, professional hot man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
And he is a smoke show. I will give him that.
He's, you would look twice, yeah. Definitely. He has those features. Kind of, I don't know. Sometimes when I look at him, I'm like, bit of a look at Jude Law off him.
There is a bang of Jude Law off him. There actually really is. Now that you've said it. Yes, I see it.
Bit of a bang of Jude Law.
But it's like the American accent always throws me. I always yeah. thought that it was too much. I always was like, I get it. You were born in fucking California.
Yeah.
Borax.
Relax, fella.
Your dad's from the north. Don't you dare.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know? So we're going to be more so concentrating on his love life because this yeah. is our Love Life Breath series.
Like, you're not Callum Best. You should be, you know...
Callum Best. Yeah.
Where is George Best from, actually? He's I just know the North, from, but I'm not well, sure. Yeah. I'm not sure what county.
Nor it just says Northern Irish footballer, really. He became a model in his teeth. Yeah, like Angie Best. She was born...
I remember Angie. Yeah, Angie did a fucking fair few bits too.
She was, yeah. She
and then was, there was Alex, wasn't there? Alex Best is who he was married to when he passed away. And I remember Alex and Callum seemed to be close and there was all that kind of stuff because Alex Best was very young. And I'm like, oh God, here we go.
Oh God, right, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get into him. Tell us about his life, Jen. His tattoos are shit, by the way.
Well, we're concentrating on his love life. So you have a kind of a history of his love life.
Yeah. So, do you want from top down or down?
Chronological or alphabetical? Chronological. Come on. When did he start?
Oh, you're the worst, right?
Well, sorry.
We'll start from where... And to be honest, these are just the ones that I found, right? So... Catalina Guerrero, she was a model. They encountered each other at a social event in London, a brief and passionate affair that lasted for several weeks. She was older than him. That was another thing. He used to always date older women. I remember that about. Yeah. I remember that about Kel. And they only were together for several weeks, and then they mutually decided to go their separate ways. But they're still friends, so that's nice to hear.
That's nice to hear.
Then he started dating Caprice.
Yeah.
Do you remember her again?
She showed up in the Lee Ryan episode as well, did she?
Yeah, she kind of, again, she's an American model, but I felt like she was one of those Americans who didn't do enough over in America, so came over here and was like huge.
Got huge, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Catherine Ryan.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Similar. Yeah. Similar vibe. Yeah, you know one of those, there was a few of them and you were like, why are you like hanging around here like a bad smell?
Yeah, you would just think there's more opportunities over there, but anyway.
Loved getting papped, but like, you know, anyway. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they met through mutual friends and they had a really high profile relationship. They were together for 1 year and then they approximately ended and we don't know if they're still friends.
Okay.
Okay. Then Rachel Hunter.
Who's that?
Do you remember did she marry Rod Stewart or she was dating Rod Stewart?
Right.
You know her. Another model, shock. Another older woman model.
Callum's getting a bit of a pattern here.
Yeah, there you go. Intense and short-lived romance that ended after just a few months due to personal differences. Yeah. What could that be? Busy work schedules. You do know her. I want to say Rod Stewart.
Right, yeah, okay.
And I want to say, or is that your one penny? Anyway, next bird, Carolina Gunning, Swedish model and TV presenter. Mm-hmm. Pair enjoyed a passionate romance. Going to hear that a few times. Lasted 6 months. And then they ended it because she lived in Sweden. Right?
Oh, you couldn't hack it, could you not?
No, we couldn't. Then Sarah Harding.
Ah.
Do you remember that? Messy, but...
So messy.
So messy. Do you remember they'd be papped coming out of the taxis? They'd be langers.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, Sarah and Callum. on the rip again.
Yeah.
Of this, like, younger than him, shock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But at the same time, only lasted 3 months, God bless him.
Yeah, he probably couldn't hack having to, like, he wasn't getting looked after, really. Sarah was fun.
Yeah, Sarah was a girl, but, like, it was his first non-model, I think, yeah. Public non-model, anyway. Then he started dating a socialite.
Okay.
From London. Very low key. And again, 6 months, that seems to be his thing.
Jesus.
She was younger than him. Then he started dating Elizabeth Jagger, Mick Jagger's daughter.
Right.
Not mad.
Yeah.
They met at a private event in 2004. They had a very high profile romance. We're only in fucking 2004. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I know. We knew
he had a long history. Yeah. Okay, right.
Anyway, they only dated for 3 months, but it was apparently a really hot and heavy 3 months.
We're 10 minutes in, but there's been 6 already.
Okay, then your one, Orla McAllister. Do you remember your one from Big Brother, Orla? She's Irish. You know her?
Yeah.
Again, lingerie model.
Yeah.
Brief and intense romance. I'm starting to fucking see a pattern here. Good man.
Mm-hmm.
Then Kimberly Stewart, Rod Stewart's daughter. So that's nice. I think he dated the wife and now he's fuck off. Fucking hell.
Jesus.
6 months again.
Jesus.
Personal priorities. Both very friendly. Remained friends. Good to know. Then Bianca Gascon.
Right.
They met on Love Island.
Okay.
The celeb Love Island in 2006.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fizzled out after a few months because they basically decided that they weren't on the telly, so why would they bother?
Oh my god.
Mad shy. Then Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you remember that?
Messy.
Do you remember?
So messy.
Again, another messy on and off for a couple of months.
Right.
Loads of drama. Both cheated on each other.
It was 6 months.
Yeah, it was. It was. Both cheated on each other.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. And are not friends, shockingly enough.
Right, okay. Fair
then
enough.
Mandy Giroux, who is a American singer that I've never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Do they get engaged? No, sorry, lies. They only dated for a few months again.
Six.
But are very up good friends.
Right.
Up to six, somewhere between. Georgia Salpa.
Oh!
Do you remember he dated Georgia Salpa?
Oh my God.
He was vacationing in Dublin. Was he? Who vacations in Dublin? Fucking rewrite that sentence, whoever wrote it.
He's been here a few times for a few bits.
Vacationed in Dublin. Give me strength.
And he dated Georgia Salpa.
And he dated Georgia Salpa. They immediately struck up a connection and began dating. Despite the long distance, him living in London and her living in Ireland. Okay. Several months. So we're going to say six.
We're going to say six.
Sorry about that. Good woman. Then Donna Eyre. Do you remember she was like the it gal?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you got a picture of her?
Yeah.
Because I'm
beautiful,
like,
and blonde.
Yeah.
Do you remember it was like Donna Eyre, Fern, is it Fern Cotton? And then Fern McCann? I can't remember. Anyway, one of those, there was like a few of them. And Zoe Ball? Yeah, Zoe Ball or Zoe Bell? I can't remember. One of the
Ball,
two.
Yeah.
Ball or Bell? One is a stunt woman and one is a DJ.
Zoe Ball is the DJ.
So Zoe Bell is the stunt woman. Who's right. in... Quentin Tarantino films and stuff.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Very indeterminate of her.
The more you know.
She looks bled, beautiful.
A low-key romance that... one year?
Fuck off.
1 year.
See, some of them he extended the contract with.
He did.
I wonder why.
Then he dated...
He obviously just missed the fucking quote or like...
Yeah, he just hit the...
He's like, oh shit, I forgot to sign...
Bollocks. Sorry, I forgot to fucking
bollocks,
end that.
That auto renewal.
Right, you'll get
it?
another 6 months, would you fuck?
Shit, forgot that direct heaven.
Then he started dating Brandy Glanville from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which is fucking mad because she is chaos incarnate. So was he though? No, but she was married to Eddie Cibrian, who had an affair on her with Leanne Rimes.
Oh, yeah.
And Leanne had an affair with her husband with Eddie. Now they're still together, Leanne and Eddie. But he had two young kids with Brandy at the time. Anyway, he was a love rat and he was cheating on. He was ripping her off with Sheena from fucking Vanderpump Rules.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was ripping her off with pretty much everyone. But she is a mad cunt.
Yeah, okay. Like,
an insane woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like a mad yoke. So again, very messy. They developed really strong chemistry.
For 6 months.
During their time together on Famously Single.
Another reality show.
He has done 45 of them.
Don't taken that out of me, two truths and a lie.
Oh.
I did a task.
She did.
Carla doesn't know.
I did
know.
A task.
Carla doesn't know.
Carla doesn't know that me and Callum.
Oh, fuck it, I'll leave it in. I'm not changing it.
I love this. Although they seemed like a great match initially, who the fuck would ever look at them two and go, do you know what, great match?
Nobody's a great match with Callum Best.
No one's a great... God bless them, no one is. Although they seemed like a great match initially, their busy lives and differing priorities. I love this differing priorities. Like, money. It's such a fucking line, isn't it? It's like, we don't really want to tell you, like,
yeah.
I couldn't hack them anymore.
It's like the irreconcilable differences.
I love irreconcilable differences. I'm like, what is that? What is...
It's that I hate it for that reason.
Like, it's like, is it? Do the in-laws get involved? Like, what? Tell me what it is.
Okay.
Like, it's like, so Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas, I'm like, what is these differences? British versus American?
They just don't get along. They fucking hate each other. Yeah. That's basically what it love means. Love it.
How does it turn like that?
I don't know. It's this shit, and I feel like it does be like building up for years. They just have to.
But they weren't together for years. This is what I don't understand. It's like why celebrities, and I know why celebrities rush to like get engaged and get married, because their lives live on a different frequency. So it's like, and they don't have societal pressures and money pressures like the rest of us do. Mm-hmm. But even fucking Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, who've been together for 45 years or something, even said that, like, divorce, it doesn't matter if you're the richest person in the world, it takes time, effort and money.
Yeah.
So why do they bother that? Like, see Ariana, why the fuck did you bother marrying your man? You were never, all of us could have told you weren't staying together.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I'll never understand it. It's so strange to me.
It is very strange.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's your desperation? Is it just another event?
Must be.
Do a Paris Hilton, just keep getting engaged. Or a J-Lo, she's been engaged a million times too. Just, like, fucking stop getting married, freaks.
But I still think when I see, like, oh, they were engaged and then it broke off, I still think that's just as messy. It's not obviously, like, on paper, it's not as messy as a divorce, obviously. But, like, in terms of, like, it's like, why?
Yeah, but I think for celebrities it's real, like, again, it's a moment, isn't it? It's like, and we were engaged and I got something expensive, and that's something for the tabloids to talk about for a while, is what my ring looks like, yeah, and when's maybe the wedding and blah 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 blah, and it keeps like my quota, my column inches up.
Yeah.
You know?
Relevancy.
It keeps relevancy versus, like, I don't understand why they go and do the deed. Yeah. Like, just go City Hall, you fucking go be low key.
Yeah, it's weird.
Do a Lily Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, then next bird is Lindsay Pellas. I don't know her, but apparently she's a massive social media sensation in America.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, their whirlwind romance. I love when they say whirlwind romance. I'm like, what is it? It came to an end after about
6 months.
No, a year. He extended the contract with that one too. Yeah,
they forgot
renewals coming up. Yeah,
okay.
And those are all the people of note.
Yeah, that have been reported
of note. Now there is Hazel O'Sullivan as well. Don't know her, a model, shocker. Marissa Jade, a model. Don't know her either. Anna Abramovich,
okay,
a model. Amy Nuttall.
There's no, like, when was the last one? What's his latest?
The latest, oh, Alicia Duval. Apparently they had a little.
That's another one from Lee Ryan. Yeah.
And then I know him and Liz from Atomic Kitten.
Yeah.
They dated. That was a rumour. There's one rumour that he was dating her, but I do remember that was a thing as well on Celeb Love Island. But she dated Lee Ryan as well, so good for you, Liz.
Yeah.
Shanice Bensteed, no clue who the fuck she is. Victoria Winterford, again, no breeze. Chanel McCleary, I think she was, I think I know her face. I think she was, like, was she on, like, fucking Geordie Shore or some bollocks? Anyway, Yasmin Waltz, don't know her. Jodie Marsh.
Of course.
Jodie Marsh.
Love it.
Love it. How long did they date for? Tell me.
6 months.
No, they didn't even get 6 months. They got three.
Oh, okay.
Four. They met at London's Funky Buddha nightclub.
Lovely.
She said, I really like the fact that he's so upfront. He would give me a look that said, I can't wait to sleep with you. Despite fancying him, Jodie waited weeks before bedding him. I hate the way British tabloids and their bedding. I'm like, stop this nonsense. Yeah. Something's child's play. They're having a shag.
Exactly. They're having a shag.
She added, we both flirted like mad and did a lot of snogging. We were gagging for it by the time we got down to it. I love the way Jodie just tells us all the details.
Yeah.
We'd be out in clubs and he'd whisper in my ear, follow me, and drag me off to the ladies' loo. And that was, it's mentioned here, they wasn't long before they combined their love of London nightclubs and sex.
There you go. Now let's go outside.
Cool for them. Yeah. Natalie Denning.
Oh shit, there's more. Okay.
Oh, this is Callum Best. Hello, for fuck's sake. They just had a night of passion. He invited 11 strippers to frolic with him at his hotel and then he whisked her off to a private room. I'd say he's done a few of those.
I was going to say, I'm surprised he hasn't been in the headlines for more sinister reasons.
Did I say Alexander Atkin?
Probably. I don't know. I should have started counting.
They just called her Posh Totty.
Right.
What does that mean? Oh. She's the daughter of disgraced Tory minister Jonathan Aiken. I don't know him either.
Okay.
Anyway, she went to a fucking opening of an envelope, but I'm not sure. Abby Titmus.
Oh my
yes,
God.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, well, she has her own history, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm, she does. Rebecca Luce.
Fuck off.
They were both on Celeb Love Island
Very
together.
Very topical at the moment.
Both big smokers. Patsy Kensit.
Love the Yankee. Fuck off.
Yeah, Patsy fucking Kensit. Oh, he was 24, she was 37.
Absolutely.
I cannot tell you how long they dated for. They are not telling me how long they dated for. Lorna Hogan, I don't know her.
Sounds Irish.
It does. I feel like he's dated. Oh, sorry. Oh my God. For Callum Best, spent the night before Dad's George's memorial service, scoring 11 times with a gorgeous model. Oh. It was a performance his old man would have been proud of.
Oh my God.
He was left so exhausted after a whole football team's worth of champagne-fueled sex with leggy Lorna that he turned up late, in capital letters, night. And he said, can we see each other and be naughty, please, baby? And I can't wait to fuck your brains out. Sexy brains out. She said, he's such a brilliant lover, I couldn't wait either. They met at the city's trendy label club, and from kickoff, Callum was going for a goal. I love these fucking articles!
For fuck's sake. I wonder,
do you want the dirty details?
Sorry, yeah.
He grabbed me and pulled me into the gents, then he reached under my top and tore my bra off so he could fondle my breasts while we kissed. Why am I getting a blow? Oh my God, it gets worse.
Right, okay.
They ended up at the Golden Tulip Hotel.
Right.
How lovely. Which is in the shadow of Old Trafford, where Callum's dad is so revered, for fuck's sake. The moment the bedroom door... I know, shut up about his dad! Like, well, it's weird!
It's not even that, it's the descriptiveness of it. It's like they're trying to make it poetic.
Literally, like, it's like a story.
It's like fucking E.L. James, like 50 Shades, you know what I mean?
The moment the bedroom door shut, we began making love. The bed literally bounced across the room.
Oh, is this is from horror.
This is still from this bird, yeah, right?
Okay, so it's horror.
No, this is an important one. I'll tell you why at the end. Wink.
Go on, Lorna.
Right. The bed was literally bouncing across the room. So just think of a bed on like hydraulics, you know, in the rap videos. Like, just imagine that. Except this is a bed bouncing. Callum was wild and insatiable. We went all the way 11 times that night. Who was counting?
Who is counting? I don't.
Is she talking about like 11 thrusts?
You'd want.
Between bouts of lovemaking, Lorna tried to talk to him about his feelings over his dad's death.
What? She tries to counsel him. Oh my God.
Was it in between thrusts? Come here, hey, how you feeling?
What the fuck?
He said he was upset about the day ahead, but all he would say about George was great respect to him, rolling his eyes up to heaven as he spoke.
Oh my God. He ejaculating at the time? Like,
that's what I mean, like, you're about to finish and you're like, how do you feel about your dead dad?
Oh God.
Memorial tomorrow.
What the fuck? Oh my God, that was a right.
You didn't want to hear it, but you're hearing it. So sorry about that. Get over.
Are we still going in this story?
There's loads more.
Is it finished?
There's
fuck
lots,
off.
No. The two were so exhausted the next morning, Callum was 20 minutes late for the star-studded service. It turned into chaos because we were so worn out. Callum couldn't find a suit he'd given to the hotel staff for dry cleaning. We were both so tired and he was just running around everywhere trying to find his clothes. Probably trying to get away from you so you didn't jump his bones again.
There's no way he gave the staff the suit for dry cleaning the night before.
Why did it need to be dry cleaned the night before? We were wearing it the day before. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, she then
very concerned over
fell
suit.
Pregnant.
Oh.
And she claims that the child was conceived that day.
I mean, there's a fucking high chance of it.
He has said he was set to take a DNA test. He is not the dad of the baby. He admitted to being a sex addict after a photo. Oh yeah, do you remember that? After that photo of that orgy that he had. Do you remember that one?
No.
Cocaine-filled orgy with a couple of hookers hit the British tabloids. He vowed to go into rehab and he said it was his wake-up call. I'm in contact with the mother and we'll do a paternity test as soon as possible. Anyway, he's come out to say, like, she was bullshitting.
Okay.
She said she was left pregnant following a roll in the hay. Anyway, whatever the fuck. She learned she was expecting 2 weeks later. That's very soon, no? Would you know after 2 weeks?
No. It's kind of... But, you'd want to be checking every day.
She said...
You know what I mean? Yeah.
She said it was never planned, but it was no excuse for him to abandon the baby. She said, I'll give him all the proof he needs. There's no doubt Callum's her father. Amelia even has the same shaped face, chin and ears.
Okay.
And then as of August 2008, he still had not taken a paternity test. And he came out in 2013 saying that it was all bollocks.
Right. Okay.
So he also dated Martine McCutcheon.
Fuck off.
Yeah. And she wasn't even relevant when they dated 2008. There's a photo of him, he has a beanie on, he's like that. Peace out.
She would have always been relevant. She was fucking...
Oh, was she in some... I don't watch them soaps.
She was Tiffany in EastEnders, and then she had a little music career. She was in Love Actually.
My moment.
Yeah.
Karen Campbell, no clue who she is. Carla Ho.
Okay.
How? Anyway. Oh, they dated 6 months.
Of course they did.
Good for her. Ianthe Rose Cochran... Stack.
You probably only lasted 3 months with her because you couldn't say her name.
Yeah, whoever the fuck she is, I can't figure out who she is. She's dated your man from Made in Chelsea though as well, so fair enough. Oh, I do know her. She was in fucking Made in Chelsea, I do remember. Okay. Your one, Lindsay Pellis, and then Hannah Merle is the last recorded one I have here, which was June 2018 to August 2019. Oh my God, a year and 2 months.
Fuck off.
Extended the contract and then some. I'm sure there has been... many, many, many others. And he actually was engaged once to your one Mandy Giroux.
Right.
So that is
so we're
27 now. Minutes of his fucking dating history.
And we are...
And we haven't even got to our listeners who apparently have all shagged him as well.
That is... No, we haven't read the DMs yet, so we don't know. But we know he's been sliding in people's DMs for years. We'll take a little quick break and then we'll come back. Cause there's a lot.
That was exhausting.
Go off and click on the kettle there. Have a little break for yourself. Go for a smoke or something. Yeah, or even if you don't smoke, just go and get a vape. You fucking need it after that.
Go away.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, before we get into listener submissions, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've made a little
game. A lot.
I've made a little game up here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two Truths and a Lie, Callum Best Edition. Okay. So the first one, you already know one of the answers.
Okay.
So he's been on 45 reality shows.
Truth.
Will you wait until I do the other two?
Okay, go on. Well, we know that one's true.
Okay. He was on a show where the premise was to remain celibate for 50 days. And he was on a show where he had to keep his heart rate down at a slow pace while he was looking at women walking down the street.
The last one's the lie.
Shit, how do you know that?
Because I can imagine him being like, I'm a sex addict and I'm, you know, I'm going to try and be celibate and blah, 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 and fucking whatever.
Yeah, he actually did that.
I can imagine it.
Okay. Ding! You got that correct, right?
Love it. I know my bestie.
You know your bestie. All right, second law. He was on Living with Lucy. He released a fragrance line, but he had a day and a night version. The day version was called Best and the night version was called Worst.
I still think it's true.
He played himself in Footballers' Wives.
Oh. I'm going to say he was on Living with Lucy.
Okay. Fair enough. That's true.
Best and Worst. I think he did have a fragrance line.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's true. So I think the lie is, what was his third one again?
He played himself in Footballers'
Wives. I don't think he was able to be on Footballers' Wives.
Right. So I made up the Best and Worst. He did have a fragrance line, but that's not what the names of them were.
Raging, okay.
He did play
you
himself.
You tricky. Oh, you're naughty. You're naughty. You're teasing me.
Right, one all. No, he did play himself in Footballers' Wives.
Who is himself? Do you know what I mean? You're not George. A footballer. Why are you in fucking Footballers' Wives?
George Best's son.
Here's George Best's son. What's the storyline? Tell me that.
I don't know, but I definitely want to rewatch Footballers' Wives.
Me too. So let's do a rewatch. I'm coming up to a bit of time to myself. I think I'm going to do a rewatch.
Footballers' Wives is so scaldy. I remember. Yeah. I remember little holes being punched in condoms. I remember your one. Remember the blonde one? They're like, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Loved her. Like, oh. Gary Lucy was in it. Absolutely. It was all going on.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Okay, third and last law.
Mm-hmm.
He hosted bingo on bingo cams, like online bingo cams.
Yeah.
He's been on CBB for 6 series, and he won a Mayo-based reality show called Banished Door.
He won Banished Door, I think that's true.
Okay.
Well, he was on it. I don't know if he won it. Is that true?
That's true.
Yeah. He won it. Fucking fair fucks.
Yeah.
You know, he also has a ladies football team. Mad. Anyway.
He's a chairman on.
Sorry. Oh, what's the difference between...
I don't know. He's high up. To be fair, like...
Good for him.
Yeah.
So, Banished Door is true.
Mm-hmm.
The other two is the CBB. I know he was in, but I don't know if it was for 6 seasons.
6 seasons.
And then what's the other one?
He hosted bingo on bingo online. Like, you know...
I think bingo's true.
So you think he's been on 6 CBB series is the lie?
No, he's not been on 6.
Okay, fair enough. Carla 2, Gen 1.
Oh,
ding, ding, ding. But they're all quite believable.
They're all quite believable. Like, I know he's been on like 2 or 3 CBBs, but 6 is excessive, even for Callum.
2, I think.
2?
Yeah. He went back.
They'll get a third out of him. Believe me, they'll get a third out of him.
It was like X on the Beach and Love Island. There was like 2 seasons of each. So we have some
fucking hell submissions. Some listener submissions. I've never seen you so galvanised.
Oh, stop. Now, some of these might be, you're going from the bottom there, I can see.
Yeah. Because some of them are just like, who hasn't? And I'm like, okay, that's not an answer. Anyway.
Well, I have my own. Well, I tried to look for this last night, but he doesn't seem to have a Facebook page anymore. He used to have a Facebook page.
Annoying.
And it was like verified, because I tried to look for him as a follower on my, likes seem to be gone on Facebook pages now. Because he used to be followers and likes.
Yeah, true.
See, I think he only liked it.
Ah.
And likes are gone.
You were probably in a sketch or something.
No, it was my actual page because it was Lord, on me. Okay. Whatever. Anyway, it came up with his little verified check mark back in like fucking 2018 or something. I was just like, Callum Best just fucking followed me or like liked the page or whatever it was. I was like, that's fucking random. But then like as I kind of seen him on reality shows throughout the years, I'm like, yeah, no, that makes sense. He would definitely be scrolling Facebook. liking fucking Egypt's pages.
Literally would, yeah, that's him.
No, that's him.
And on that, someone said, he randomly followed me on Instagram for 8 years, never interacted with him once, and don't even know how he found my profile, but he would view all of my stories. And then when I gave birth to my baby, he unfollowed me.
Oh my God.
That is so fucking weird.
Stop that. I actually, because I was about to say, I think sometimes, and it does happen, it's happened with me a few times where like a well-known person will follow me on Twitter. This used to be the way on Twitter. They follow loads of people and then you follow them back, but then they their thing unfollows you.
Yeah, because like Lady Gaga still follows me.
Yeah. But it's like,
I'm a little monster.
It's like a little bot thing, but then it's just to get followers back.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's a fella who was on Game of Thrones who followed me, and I was like, all right. And then I followed him. Oh, sorry, not Game of Thrones, The Walking Dead. And I followed him back. And he was only like one of them groups that they run into, but he died fairly soon after. I think he was in like 6 episodes or something. And he's quite
like a blowing character.
Yeah, you wouldn't, like, if I showed you a picture of him, you'd be like, what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he followed me, and then, no, I followed him back, but I was waiting, I was checking. I was like, when is he going to unfollow me? But he, like, he has millions of followers, but he also follows millions of people. So I'm just like, this is one of those things. But I remember is there a makeup artist called Derek Carberry or something?
He's
fucking renowned for doing it.
Yeah.
He follows everyone.
And then unfollows.
And then unfollows them. Whoops. So there's a few of them that do that. So I was thinking that's maybe what he did, but he obviously just didn't like, he just like looking at her, gawking at her.
Imagine. Oh, she had a baby now. Fuck that.
Fucking weirdo.
So strange.
Oh, stop. Oh, sorry, somebody that's a DMing us about the Jason Derulo. That'll be for another day.
Jason Derulo's.
The Jason Derulo scandal. Scandalo. Oh, fuck, we have a long one here. Right. He was made the chairman of a woman's section of a football club in England called Dorking Ladies. Absolutely bizarre decision. There's a whole documentary about him taking the job and working with the club. I'm a huge football fan, but couldn't even finish it because listening to him was actually painful. he hadn't got a clue. He just kept going on about wanting to play Man United. In brackets, highly unlikely that would ever happen given the amount of leagues between the two teams. Anyway, and how he thought that Dorking would simply just win. Like, kind of just thinking that they would get promoted to be able to go up against Man United. Like, just not understanding leagues.
Okay, kind of thing. Just thinking, like, we'll just, sure, that's how the football works, isn't it?
Look what we were saying last week. Like, I would simply be a footballer and score the goals.
I'd win the league. Like, I'm watching the Beckham documentary. I'd simply just, why did you do that? Like,
yeah, I'd kick
the ball into the net.
Into the net. That's what Callum Vestal, the Dorking Ladies, would do.
Perfect, he should join us.
Yeah, highly unlikely. This girl says, again, highly unlikely. United are a professional team and he was involved. He was involved with, we're just the above a pub team.
I love the way United is a professional team, as if everyone in the fucking world hasn't heard of Man U.
I know, yeah. Hilarious. Honestly, the man is Delulo. I would agree. Mm-hmm. I would absolutely agree. He's just, it's like, fucking madness, like.
It's 2012. Callum Best shifts me in Ballybunion. He was a guest appearance for the nightclub. Oh, I miss them days.
God, do you remember? Oh, the Jays.
Obsolete celebrities coming to a club.
Yeah.
And he was like, girls, will we go? Come on, it's Callum Best.
Yeah.
One of us are going to shift him.
And it happens.
And it happens. I have witnesses. I love this. Fully believe you.
Absolutely, there's no doubt.
No proof needed. You and him were together.
Mm-hmm.
It was slightly uninvited, and I actually didn't broadcast it, but he wanted me to come find him after the gig to winky face party.
What gig? What was he doing?
The fucking nightclub
just
gig.
There.
Yeah, his gig.
His gig.
Callum Best, son of footballer. Gig. That one. She said, I proudly didn't.
Good for you. Good. Well done. He is Callum Worst. Fucking hell. Getting shifted in Ballybunion by Callum Best. Thank you for the submission. We appreciate it.
After the gig.
After the gig. standing around.
All right, Tiesto.
Yeah.
I have another one here, actually. Met him on Ocean Beach in Ibiza around 12 years ago. He was literally going from bed to bed just kissing different girls. Beat the Slapper. Callum. Callum Best Edition.
That's what I mean. He is Callum Worse. Like, what the what was he thinking? And this would have been around the time where he shifted your woman from Ballybunion.
He would have been a strong contender in Baby Wears now, I tell you that.
Oh, fucking hell. Like,
thongs in the pockets of Go-Go.
He would have been having the crack in the Vortex. Imagine him in the Vortex.
Fat Frog. Like. For Callum. Oi, oi.
Cola Cube Shop. Few Cola Cubes.
What, Pink out. Panthers?
Like, up in one of the, on one of the benches. Like, just...
Violent.
Violent.
On a different note, I'm not sure what kind of encounters we're talking about here, but I may have picked this up wrong, and my story is not the vibe. I was in Dublin Airport 4 years ago, and Callum Best was just strolling around waiting for his flight in a trackie. Nobody knew who he was. I didn't say hi. This is a shit story. Sorry.
No, we wanted, if you've ever had an encounter with Callum Best, we wanted it. You did that, you know?
Oh my God.
It's not a shit story. Don't be talking yourself down. Right, somebody said, met him years ago, maybe 10 years ago, in the Mill Shopping Centre in Clondalkin, when he had an aftershave in the chemist. Have a pic deep down in the archives. She never sent a pic.
Oh.
Like, in Clondalkin.
Clondalkin. Why is he in Ballybunion? Clondalkin. Ocean yeah. Beach. Like, he's a lot of places.
I feel like Ocean Beach would be more of a...
That's where he should be. Yeah, or Crystal. Yeah. Sorry, he should be in Crystal nightclub.
Yeah.
Fair That's enough. Very him. Or Lily's.
Mm.
You know? I feel like in the mid-2000s, pretty much everybody who had a social life has met him at least once. He tried it on with a friend of mine in the smoking area of Crystal.
Oh, dear.
And her ex threw an ashtray at him. He was around 10 foot wide, but the bouncers were all over him. Then I met him in Penny's in Letterkenny at one stage. He was doing a meet and greet in a nightclub, and he must have needed a deep V-neck white t-shirt for the occasion.
Fuck's sake.
What a read.
What?
Oh, that's so incredible.
The girl here who said, yes, I did have an encounter with him. He was lucky enough to get a photo with me on my hen night in Cork in 2013.
What? Why is this fucker permanently in, like, he's like all 32 counties. I'ma see him.
Yeah.
I'm a like a girl.
He's gonna be there, like
girl and everyone.
He's when do you ever eat like talk about something that you haven't talked about in years and all of a sudden it just shows up in front of you again? I feel like Callum Best is gonna be me Maz when I go back. Like just sitting in the sitting room.
Hey Jan.
Hey.
I'm starting a new reality TV show. It's called Up and Coming Mum.
It's called How's Your New Knee? I'm asking your mom how her new knee is.
Oh my gosh.
What the fuck? Oh, I don't. Right, okay.
Is this juice? Kinda.
I don't think it's juice, but it's just very. The first line is showed up at our pre debs.
Fucking end this podcast now. That's it. That's it. It's done.
Sorry, showed up at our pre-debs to pick up a girl from the year.
What?
Everyone got very excited at the, air quotes, celeb being there. In hindsight, it was a bit creepy. I'm 37 now, so he must have been 21. The girl was 16, I think. Keep me anonymous. Like, fucking
no,
hell.
No, put you on blast.
No, we always keep them anonymous. We never mention names, but like... There you go now.
What the fuck?
She must have been 16, he was 21. So he's been doing this. What was he doing? What? How old is he now?
He's 81, so he'd be 40.
It was like, what?
No,
that's
1981, so he'd be 43, 44. I can't figure that out. 43? 42?
So this was 22 anyway. Years ago, essentially.
Yeah, 42, he'd be 42.
He's been at this over a quarter of a decade, like... At this crack, showing up to pre-debs in Ireland from LA. Like, what? You know what I mean?
Thought you were American.
Where's the fucking accent coming from?
Like, yeah. You should actually. Why were you over in Ireland at 21?
You should actually be talking like Paul Mescal. Do you know what I mean?
Why did you burst onto the scene?
He was definitely in the Vortex at one stage.
He 100% was. I'm actually going to Google Callum Best picks at Vortex, and I'm sure there's going to be like so many to choose from. I can actually use one for the fucking episode title.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey gals, following up on my interaction previously I put in the podcast, I met Callum in Malibu in California while on a J1. He had a camera crew with him and we left the kids that we were coaching. We went over. He was nice, but you could tell that he loved that we knew him, and we mentioned his dad. No one else recognised him though, as it was a public park and it was America. He spoke about his dad's bar in Hermosa Beach, and they called it Besties. Oh. To this day, I'm still waiting for that documentary to see if I'm in it.
Oh yeah.
Can't wait to see the results. Like, fucking many years ago was that?
Jesus.
Anyway.
God, the amount of stuff that did get made with a minute, could you imagine the stuff that didn't?
Someone goes, he follows me on Twitter and I DM'd him and he just replies saying, hey. Right. He's so accessible.
He is so accessible. He used to follow slash message a girl I was friends with and send random sexy texts. She thought it was a fake account until she actually clicked in and it was the verified Callum Best account.
This is fucking creepy.
Yeah.
I have his mobile number if you want it.
Oh! Fuck off!
He DM'd me on Twitter when I was Miss Ireland back in the day, sent me his number, and I just never did anything with it. I never replied. I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was something along the lines of, let me know if you're single. Fucking hell!
Get that number now!
Would he come on? No.
Carly.
I said this about Lee and I was DMing.
Get the fucking number off for it and we'll see, can we do something before we wrap this episode up.
Oh my god.
Send it now. Just to see. Oh. Right, I stopped recording there because we were going to see, could we get the number, and we punched it into WhatsApp there and it does come up.
And it's him.
It's still active. He has an icon. His WhatsApp bio is WhatsApp only, can't talk.
Ooh.
So he doesn't want calls.
He was calling him.
He doesn't want calls, right?
Yeah.
Now, I have two kids.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to take one for the team.
What? Do you want me to WhatsApp him?
Send him a text, yeah.
Okay, fine.
So WhatsApp him there.
Okay, fine.
I say, hey, Callum, Carly here from Ballybunion.
Blocked. This user is no longer accessible to you, you fucking weirdo.
Oh my god. This will be fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll continue it on the Patreon.
Yes, yeah. Oh, look at you, you little clickbait. Oh, right, come here. Before we go, do you have an unpopular opinion?
I do.
Is it this one? Yeah.
Right. Call me a hypocrite.
Yeah, hypocrite.
But as I don't think Callum Best is irrelevant. I think we're going to look back in years to like years time and be like, that was like a golden era for media. And he was like the golden boy.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. He's like,
no, people will be like, oh, like us being like, what is he for? But then when I'll be like, the good times when Callum Best was doing his best.
Well,
and not his worst.
Let's just hope, right, that the chap doesn't get me too'd. And then we can look back and say that was the golden era. But if he gets me too'd, that absolutely won't be happening. You know?
I don't know. I feel like if he was going to get me too'd, it would have happened by now.
I don't know.
Yeah, true. Anyway, all the best. All the best.
Oh my god, the state you in the last 5 minutes, right? Okay.
I got a bit gooey once I saw his WhatsApp. I have accessibility. I'm gonna haunt this man.
Yes. Callum Best on WhatsApp. Yeah. I actually need to say thank you to that listener. I think we just copied the number and fucking bolted off the DM.
Anyway, bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Cool, blocked.
No, not at all. You know we love you. Have you got a stomper before we go, sir?
I have such a fucking stomper. I'm so excited.
Carla's stomper of the week.
So imagine my surprise. I'm sitting in my hotel room. I've got my Usher Mega Mix on, and this song starts playing, and I'm like, "Excuse me." And wait, it's called Dientes, and it's J Balvin, Usher, and DJ Khaled. Oh. And lads, when I say...
That already sounds like a bop. You haven't even pressed play.
Oh. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this. I in a private in it. Two pilots, balls and me calling it. Big salad. Yeah. Wonder when your scores when they all sit back. I guess that's when they all get it. Head pivot. Biggest question. Why she not back? Why? First time I'm talking about when she get back. Yeah. She got a couple bad bitches in the room. I'm cutting you off before we get banned.
We're late 15 seconds.
I don't, yeah, I know, but that was a bit risky there. Did you go and see him in France?
Give a little, is it?
Is it?
He's very long, good for him. I did go see him in Paris.
Paris, did you bring any bed bugs back?
Oh, lads, oh, fucking, if I get one more fucking person being like, you haven't told us about the bed bugs, do you think I was having like a meet and greet with them? What do you think was happening with the bed bugs? Like, I was in Paris. What was I going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Sorry, lads. Didn't realize. Like.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah.
So mad. Anyway.
There you go now.
There you go. There's your unpopular opinion and a fucking bop for you.
Yeah. All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed. We're going to go and record our Patreon episode now. Yeah, go on. Again, hope you enjoyed. Go on. We'll talk to you next week. Go on. Bye. 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 Bye.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.